Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Columbia with his bad grades and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
same way Hyde got in there with his wild left crush.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Then again, Obama wasn't
asshole,
rich
man.
At that time.
Obama Sorry, well, I'm tasting these chips over here, these nacho chips. Yo, they got dip in here?
Yo, and they even got strawberry lemonade up in here.
Yo, for real? Get some of that, man. But, what else? What I'm saying is that Donald Trump is an asshole, man.
Yeah. What else is new?
He's trying to run for president. He's not going to get, I don't think he's going to get the nomination for the Republican Party. I mean, the guy's
a I think it's weak. I think it's that weak that it might be a Trump failing ticket, so.
Yeah.
Don't be shocked.
I mean, this is like WWE stuff. What are you doing?
Well, hey, he wasn't WWE. Remember he shaved Vince McMahon's head?
Oh, yeah.
I
remember that.
23?
I remember that, yeah. Oh, man. And now he's asking now that Obama has revealed, revealed his birth certificate, and now that's proven that Obama was born in the U.S., now Trump wants him to release his college diploma to show that he graduated.
I just said that like a minute ago.
That's
before
stupid.
You were eating the chips.
That's dumb.
Yep.
I mean, this guy really has nothing to do with his own time.
For real.
I mean, go spend your $1 billion and freaking do your stupid apprentice piece of shit show.
Oh, by the way, he's going to make his formal announcement at the season finale of Apprentice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, of course he's not going to make a major announcement without him saying that he's going to, you know, of course he's going to say he's going to do it. He's not going to do it. I'm going to say, hello, everybody. I have this major announcement here, and I'm not going to run. Thank you very much. You're all fired. Good night.
I don't even watch your Apprentice, so I don't care.
I've seen some of it this year. It's not that bad, but I haven't watched it regularly like that.
Yeah.
I watched this season a little bit here and there.
Yeah, man, there's some fine-looking ladies in there, man. I've been here, man.
I wish you wasn't doing the show right now.
Man, I'm distracted.
Yeah.
You're distracted to do the show right now. Uh-oh, cha-cha slide, man.
Uh-oh.
Yo, Will, I gotta go. Can you hold the show for a little while? I'm gonna go do the cha-cha slide, right?
Alright.
Hey, Will, you can do it with me if you want.
No,
oh, yeah,
true.
But last time when you tried to do the cha-cha slide, you were doing the Ric Flair dance, so.
Well, I definitely would get those girls' attention over there.
Come on, let's go.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
Oh. Yeah, now she's looking at me now.
Come on, I'm waiting for two hops at a time. Come on.
Oh, I can't wait to do this Sally Brown right here.
Oh, come on, where is it?
Yo, this girl is
off beat. Stop bumping into me, man. Come on.
Yo, man, this girl's off beat.
Shit, man.
She got two left feet.
Man, I'm not even focusing. I'm focusing on trying to get the two hops.
But she sure looked good, though, even though she got two left feet.
Uh-oh, look. You saw that?
Oh.
I could cha-cha slide, man. Did you see how I slide to the left?
Yeah, you learned that from me.
Yeah, man. I got to take a break now. I just need those two hops. That's it. Yeah, let me get a seat.
Yo,
man.
What, that other song better not come on. Or it's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
What other song?
That song, I'm trying to think of the other song. That song, what is the song I'm thinking of? Everybody clap their hands. What's that? Oh, wait, that's the electric side. This is the song.
I think that is a China song.
This is the song. Yeah. No, I'm thinking of another song. I'm thinking of the other song. There's another song that reminds me of this song.
Yeah, there it goes. Yo, man, this is a... Yo, you see that fine-looking girl doing the cha-cha slide?
Yeah, she's a little offbeat, though, but... She's,
yo, let me go up to her. Let me see. Let me try to get a number from her. Oh, forget it. That's a dude with long hair. But why is he wearing a dress? What kind of party is this?
I guess that's all yours now. Never mind. awkward.
I mean, he looked back. He looked good from the backside, but
that's all yours now. No competition.
Yeah, let me drink some of this fruit punch. Hopefully, he didn't spike this with any.
That's all I'm about to say. I hope he didn't spike the drink, man.
But I don't mind, shit. I'll drink all day. So, this is some good vodka. So, I mean, fruit punch. So, yeah, so Mariah Carey.
She gave birth to the kids, the twins.
She gave birth with twins, birth to twins with Nick Cannon. Do you know if they're twin girls or twin boys?
One each, one boy, one girl.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that's rare.
Yep.
For people to have that.
Hey, that's good.
Wow.
Got one of each?
If I ever have babies, if I ever to have twin babies, I want one boy, one girl also.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to have that. That way you could, you know, you have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You know, you have your firstborn son and your firstborn daughter. Well,
oh, yeah.
Whichever one comes out first is the firstborn. But.
Well, congrats to them.
Yeah, congratulations to them. Yeah.
Now, Nick Cannon's a father now. Hopefully, he'll act more grown up.
When like
I
think of
Nick Cannon, I still see him
good.
As a... I still see Nick Cannon as, like, a goofy teenager.
Wilding out.
I still have that Nickelodeon, you know, that Nickelodeon perception of him.
When he was dating Christina Milian.
Yeah. Or Wilding Out on MTV, you know?
Yep.
That's the perception I have of him, but hopefully now that he's had twin babies and he's more... married to Mariah, hopefully he'll be an adult now. Act more adult.
Yep.
Damn, man. He got her pregnant before I did. Or before you did.
Yep.
Before
That's
any of us
how
did.
It is. Yep.
Man, some good looking girls in here, man. Shit.
For real.
Man, look at you. Oh, you see that, You see that Hispanic girl right there in the corner? Big ass?
Yeah, she kind of looks like Marisa.
Yeah, she does kind of look like Marisa. I can't even stand up because my boner is like...
Yeah.
Man, I might have to turn around and want anyone to see my... This is huge... My pants is about to rip like Incredible Hulk, man.
I think I have to step on this.
Oh, please. You just said that dude with the dress looked like the girl a minute ago.
Well, you're the one that said that.
You were checking it out, too? I mean,
I didn't get a close-up from the
distance. Yeah, but
you
look good,
you got that close-up, you know. From where I was in, you know.
Yeah, but that Spanish girl over there that looked like Marie, she looked good, man.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Damn. Damn. Where's Maddie's? We haven't seen her in the WWE for a while.
Yeah, for real.
Yo, man, why you not having any drinks, man? You not thirsty?
I'm trying to finish this strawberry lemonade right here.
Come on, Will. This is a royal party, man. Have something to drink.
Yeah, well, I guess I explained why some of these the girls are wearing those royal hats.
Some of these girls are hoes, but but that's okay. I love the hoes.
Just as long as they come on your show.
So yeah. What else? I noticed that new TV show. I took a look at that new TV show, that American Idol wannabe show called The Voice.
Oh, The Voice. I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, I mean it's a good show. It actually has people who are talented.
Yep.
And it has judges who are talented also.
Yep.
Like you have Christina Aguilera.
CeeLo.
CeeLo Green.
Adam Levine.
And you know how they judge the singers? Like, they don't even look at them. They turn their
heads
around.
I like that concept.
Yeah.
Because you can see on American Idol, you know, you can see they literally put people on, you know, if there's like a really hot girl, you know, and no matter how she sings, she's going to go through to Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Because you don't judge them on their looks, you judge them by their voice.
It'd be like, you know, me and you if we were judges.
Yeah. But I like the concept, though. It's a great concept.
Yeah. I remember hearing about the commercial before I came on, and I liked the concept.
Yeah. Yo, this is a dude looking at me funny, man. I'm about to smack the shit out of him. No, he's not even looking at me like he wants to fight or something. Hey, man, is there a problem?
No, McCauley, you should just walk away from this.
No, man. I'm going to smack the shit out of this dude. If he looks at me one more time, I'm going to smack the shit out of him. I swear, Will.
Yo, normally, I'd be in the mood to, you know, throw down.
No, I'm not playing.
Come
I got
on,
a little
man.
Alcohol in me with that spike food punch. I'm ready
to
fight.
You're supposed
to
be a royal, you know, sophisticated, you know, crumpets and stuff like this, man.
Nah, man, how does it get your royal running when this guy coming in a do-rag?
Yeah, homeboy, you gotta, you know, coordinate.
For real, dude.
Yeah,
don't be looking at me like you have a problem, son.
Yo, man, yo, this dude's giving looks like it's Ice Cube or something, man. Yo, man, this ain't Friday, man. This is Saturday. I mean.
For real, dude.
Yo.
If you want to fight it, you're going to have to take on both of us.
Yeah, for real, man.
Punks jump up just to get beat down.
Shoot, I don't care. Yo, I don't care if you 7 foot, 300 pounds or whatnot, man.
Yo, wait,
I don't care.
Man,
butt.
Hold my jacket. Hold my jacket.
Yeah, what it
okay,
do,
fine.
Man?
I got this.
What it do, dude? What it do? I can get thugged, too. What it do?
Yeah, I just had to, you know, talk Ebonics with him. His language, you know? That's how they talk in the hood.
That's right.
What
it
do means, hey, what you gonna do about it?
Yeah, you guys, some of the viewers, you know, who might not understand.
Yeah, for some of you, people who are uneducated in Ebonic language. I'm trying to focus on girls. This guy's focusing on dudes.
Yeah, remember, we gotta do the show. We gotta have some composure over here.
How the hell are you gonna come to a royal wedding with a do-rag and and Timberlands and a winter jacket? I mean, what the fuck?
And we got air conditioning here. You don't even need that weather jacket.
Do we?
I mean, this dude don't need a weather jacket. I mean, got a little air conditioner.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, yo, so you see that girl right there?
Of course you know. I see
black girl, too.
I know.
She looks like she's African, though.
I don't mind.
You don't mind? Well, you might need an HIV test.
Oh, come on.
Kidding, I'm kidding.
How many minutes we have into this show?
I love my African girls. We got 7 minutes to the show, but we got 7 hours all night.
Well, then I'm going to talk to you 7 minutes from now.
Shit, when the show's finished, we're still going to be here?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you.
Yo, can you pass me some of those chicken wings, man? But some of the
man, you got to get your own, man.
Oh,
and I think the other chick going over there is that thuggish dude is standing over there, you know, the eyeballing you over there.
Look, man, I'll hit him with a chicken wing. Good food up in here. Good looking girls, man.
What could you ask for?
It's a royal party, man. So what you doing after this, man? You think you taking a girl home?
I don't know. You have to ask that. That's from some girl over there.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got a plan. You listening?
I'm listening.
Me and you find a good-looking girl, and we bang her. Both of us. Double team her.
Nah. I'm a solo.
You take
man.
The butt, I take the vagina.
Nah. You got to.
Just keep your balls away from my leg, please.
Nah, you don't have to worry about that.
All right, hey. Okay, then what about this? You take a girl, I take a girl. We both bang them. It'll be like a, I don't know, Iron Man? No, what is this? What's that match that you call it? A tag team match. It'll just be a tag team match. Like, when I tag you, you tag me, we could switch girls. You want to do that?
I think about it.
Just don't come by me, you know, I don't roll that way, you know?
Same here.
Because there might be a naked fight if there's any, you know. And I don't want to, you know.
You don't have to worry about that.
Keep your side of the bed, buddy.
You too, pal.
Yes, look for some good-looking girls here. Hey, baby girl, what's good? I see you checking me out. Yeah. Yeah, walk away. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I guess you went out of your league there.
Oh, please, man. She's a hoe. She's a royal hoe. Yeah, look at now. She's talking to that thuggish guy now.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's the thing with these girls. They love the thug.
Oh. Oh, man. Damn. Rejected.
It's okay.
Your nemesis, too. Oh, man.
I'm wearing a suit, and I'm nicely dressed, and this guy's in a winter jacket and a do-rag, and she's talking to him. Good man.
Maybe she works for him. Who knows?
So mad right now.
Hey, you never know. Maybe she works for him.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, you think he's a pimp?
Nah, man, who knows? Could be.
Man, I'm so mad right now. Fuck. These girls are acting like whores. So mad right now, I could go up to that guy who's in the dress and talk to him.
You on your own, pal.
That's how mad I am. Well, at least I got my fruit punch.
See, I'm surprised you haven't drunk the strawberry lemonade yet.
I'm about to move, man. Fuck. Some black girls over there.
Okay.
Let's go check them out.
How you doing?
What up, Shorty?
She winking at me. Okay.
Yeah, what's going on? How many kids you got? 3? I'm out. Alright, well, man, we gotta go, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, actually, we don't gotta go. The audience gotta go, man.
The
show's about to end, man. So I hope you guys enjoy this royal party. Me and Will, we're gonna just chill here, find some other good-looking girls if there are some, and hopefully, you know, we bang some good-looking girls tonight, right, Will?
And hopefully that guy, you know, he doesn't see one of your girls again.
Yeah, well, man, there's going to be a fight tonight. Watch.
You're going to end up on the news tomorrow.
Man, don't worry, man. I'll handle this.
Oh, and that's nice. I forgot the DJ. I happen to play your song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be a fan. Must be a fan.
All right. So for iMac, I'll see you guys next week. Meanwhile, we're going to be at this royal after party. See you tomorrow, and we'll give you an update on if anything happens.
See you soon.
Hopefully, I don't get into any fights.